blah 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 blah.
Well, Sean, we did it. You know what I'm going to say?
No, I don't. What are you going to say?
This is Blah Blah Podcast Episode 8.
We're
almost at 10. That's a milestone in podcast productions.
It's almost an anniversary, a 10-year anniversary.
We should have like a live show where people call in,
yeah,
like we have an actual audience.
Yeah. You know what? That would be pretty cool. Maybe video.
Okay, I could do
maybe
that.
Actually, no, that would be bad. Nobody wants to see
no,
that.
No, you said it. We're
no,
gonna do
no,
it.
No one.
Okay,
wants to
everyone,
that.
I'm Jason Green. You're Sean, is my new nickname for you. You're Sean, the blacksmith.
I don't like
because
that.
Because you forged this podcast with your bare hands.
I don't like that.
Like a blacksmith.
No. No.
Like a black man. Like a blacksmith.
Who was that?
I don't know, but I'm looking at the man with the master's degree, Kyle Downey.
Hey.
Kyle, you're back after six episode absence.
No, Kyle Downey Jr. Get it right.
That's true.
You're right.
That is true.
You remember back in sixth grade when you tried convincing everyone that you were Robert Downey
Jr.'s
son?
Yeah, it was Dan Godfrey that was the only person.
Remember when
you
dressed like Wonder Woman
this,
after
you
went
right
on a drug binge?
No, I didn't do cocaine like my father.
Oh. But Kyle, why don't you tell everyone why...
I did cocaine with your father.
Lucky. Why don't you tell everyone... how your master's degree program is
I
going.
Think first we should find out who that fourth voice is.
Yes.
All right, we'll get back to me.
Well, I am staring at a man that I cannot think of a funny nickname
the
for.
Myth.
He's an old friend of mine. George Clooney, everybody.
My God.
How you doing? I was in...
That's horrible.
Reindeer Games.
Reindeer Games?
I don't
he was
know.
Not in Reindeer Games.
And
that was Ben Affleck.
Yeah. I'm staring at Cameron Taddeo. Cameron.
What is it? The brothers? The brothers that escape?
Well, I don't know
from
what
the jail?
I know you're talking about. Like the Great Depression.
I am George Clooney from Old Brother, Where Art Thou?
And yes,
your voice is dubbed over?
Yep.
Yes. I was also in Ocean's 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15.
And Three Kings.
Yeah, Three Kings.
Three Kings, yes. I mean Kings.
And you are
no,
Cameron
Taddeo. That's the Asian version.
You are Cameron Taddeo. Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay. Well, you're one of my oldest and dearest friends and first time blah blah podcast.
First time, long time.
Yes. First time blah blah podcaster. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
As you should be. So back to this master degree.
Yeah, Kyle, how's
it going? Well, it's going well. I'm almost done. I got less than a year.
Good.
So
what are you mastering again?
Master
debating, right?
Masturbating, yes.
Master debating.
I would definitely get 4.0 in that. No, I'm in MLIS, Masters in Library Science and Information.
MLS? Oh. That's isn't that a syndrome?
No, that's M-L-I-S, a soccer league.
Yes.
That's a soccer league, isn't it?
Yeah, MLS? That too. Yeah, you know, I'm a soccer player as well. No, it's good. I'm concentrating on archiving.
I'm also concentrating.
Yes, you're concentrating on something completely different here.
He's looking at porn.
Yeah, most likely. And I digital
on that
preservation.
Gigantic phone.
So. But that's about it.
Good.
That's why I've been absent for so long, but I'm back and I'm ready.
You're like a returning wrestler.
Yes.
You're the Chris Jericho of this podcast.
Yes, I am.
What is
that? Y2J.
I said
but I'm
the
Y2D.
Chris Jericho of this podcast.
You're the Hugh Grant of this podcast.
Huge Grant.
I don't think you can hear it, but he's playing a Chris Jericho clip.
Oh, great. I can't hear him.
There you go.
Me and Jason, when we were in like 5th and 6th grade, we used to play wrestling soundtrack music, and we would pretend to come out.
Yeah.
As wrestlers.
Of the closet.
And then Jason would always give me a rock bottom.
Yeah, I was my favorite. I would do that to my sister so much.
Yes.
A rock bottom?
She would just come. She would
at least you didn't give her a pile driver.
She would literally come. She would literally come downstairs and just be like, Jason, can you rock bottom me?
let's change
this. This is not Tennessee. We don't need.
Let's just stop there, but it is funny. Yeah.
Okay, Cameron.
Rock bottom.
What do you
Jason?
Do?
I'm not interested.
Okay.
You
film.
I film.
You have film.
I film myself.
You have a film degree.
I do. I film myself holding my film degree.
That's not a film degree.
On live television.
Okay.
I got it. Yes.
Well, you work for a production company, right?
I do.
And what are the normal things you filmed? I mean, like a general thing, would you say?
What are the, yeah.
A general
like,
thing?
Like
pornography.
You film like press events or like.
Which generals did you film?
Well, we... Whoa, I made a kissing sound.
I know you love the microphone, but step away.
I do. I do. Well, we do mostly live events, and we work a lot with small businesses and entrepreneurs.
Oh, that was a good answer.
It was.
Because
that was
of
way
you,
too diplomatic.
Because of you, because of this man right here, I saw Tiger Woods and Jimmy Fallon with my own two eyes.
Yes.
And they were glorious.
Yeah, what were they doing?
Making love.
I know Tiger Woods has
don't want to know.
I know Tiger Woods has a big appetite, but come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jimmy Fallon's his type, but
you don't think so?
I watched him eat a whole pizza.
I think Tiger Woods should be the mascot for Frosted Flakes.
They're great.
They're their shit.
So anyway, gentlemen. Well, only just Cameron, because Kyle's been on the show before. We just talk about movies and games and anything that tickles our fancy. Is your fancy being tickled right now?
It is.
Okay.
I feel very tickled.
I'm going to go right into the first topic here, which is broken video games. This past 2015 now, but 2014, especially the fall, it's the big video game season. A lot of games that came out. I was about to say Far Cry Unity. Assassin's Creed.
It's made by the same people.
I thought you were going to say Fargo.
Fargo, the game. That would be pretty interesting.
Well,
game.
Don't you know?
You know, Telltale
Assassin's
should do a game
Creed
like that.
Assassin's Creed Attack of the Clones.
But Assassin's Creed Unity plagued with bugs. You probably saw the infamous one about the guy with no face. He just has the floating eyes and the teeth. It's really funny. Yep. And it's actually, from what I heard, that's only a PC glitch that only affects about 0.1% of gamers. If you're doing just a completely certain, like, very specific thing in the game, that happens. So it doesn't happen to a lot of people, but of course, you know, it's the internet. One small thing happens, you know, it gets blown out of proportion. But I just want to discuss about what is your opinion on all these games coming out that are unfinished and, you know, broken, you can't play it. Like, I'm trying to think of an example. Assassin's Creed Unity being the biggest example. But, I mean, that's... You really got to hand it to Nintendo because they never have been a problem with that. Super Smash Bros.
No,
because
they release the same game all the time.
Yeah, that too.
Ooh.
But, like, Super Smash Bros., the new one just came out, and it's fine. There's every PS4 game that I have bought since I got the system almost a year ago always has a day one update.
Oh, yeah. That's natural. Yeah.
Well, that's because they can only fit so much on a 50 gigabyte dual layer Blu-ray disc. Usually they need more than 50 gigs.
So are you saying Nintendo has the right idea?
I'm saying Nintendo. No, I'm saying
Nintendo makes the same
is
thing,
not advanced enough to do something different to cause problems.
Game Boy Advance. They're not Game Boy
you know
advanced
what?
Enough.
You've made a great argument.
You know, I think this year in general for gaming has been mediocre at best.
Yeah.
Especially for something that's supposed to be its full first year of next gen.
I mean,
its
this year.
Full year, you know, since November of 13. And just looking at the list of games
November
that came 13. Out this year, I made like a short list of some
short
of those,
bus.
More of the significant games that came out. Nothing really jumps out for me.
When I sit down and think about it, I don't remember.
You know, I'll mention them quickly just so you can, you know, we can think of stuff to say. First game that came to mind was Tomb Raider, actually, the definitive edition. Doesn't really count because Tomb Raider was already a great game in its own, and then they remade it for the Xbox One and PS4. Then Outlast came out.
Oh, that
Outlast
was
awesome.
That was a great game. Yeah, that was awesome.
Then there's games that were pretty hyped up that started off the beginning of 2014.
Like Watch Dogs?
Like Thief, which was pretty well talked about.
Watch
Dogs, Michael
the
Mann
Nintendo
movie?
DS game?
Yeah. We'll get to that. Watch Dogs came out. Watch Dogs came out a little later on, but we had Thief, and then the major, one of the first biggest games that came out early in the year was Titanfall.
Oh yeah, that came
and
out so
I played
fast.
It. I played it, but you know, I don't have an Xbox One or three. Well, I have the 360, but that game is so.
They're at the Xbox 3 now.
Average.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess it's fun for some people. Like Call of Duty, but it's nothing great. Then the next big game came out. That's pretty good. Not great, but good. Was Infamous.
Is there a new one?
Yeah, second.
More Infamous.
Second Son. Infamous came
Infamouser.
Out. Infamouser. Then you had Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. Now,
which
see,
really
it's
isn't
a demo.
A game,
wait,
yeah.
Is that a plural zero?
He's
zeros?
In New York.
Zeros.
Ground
yeah.
Zeros.
Ground Zeroes.
That's great.
And then,
there's
yeah,
more
see,
than one?
That game was excellent in terms of graphics, gameplay, but you can beat that game in 10 minutes.
So, people have.
Right, yeah,
yeah,
it's like the record's like 8 or
if
6 minutes.
If you spam
minutes, like
X, you can make Snake's beard grow faster and
then
longer.
You, the next game harder that I really longer. Liked and we all liked, I thought, was Wolfenstein.
That was great. See, that game wasn't trying to reinvent the wheel either.
No, and it was broken at times. You remember you told me in the beginning of the game, the airplane scene. You said,
"Oh,
that,
yeah, the very first time I played the game, it crashed on me."
Yeah.
Have any of you played the new Rise of the Triad?
No.
What?
As far I've as I know, it's I only for math. PC. I'm not sure. Nah. What?
Is it about Chinese Chinatown?
Triad? Yeah, it's you run a Chinese restaurant. It's like Cooking Mama, but
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Chinese.
Sometimes I can't tell when you're kidding or not.
It's a well, if you played the. Speaking of Wolfenstein, if you played, were we just talking about Wolfenstein?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we were. Okay, good. Good.
That's
I'm
a
not,
great
I'm
game.
Like, I'm not high as a kite or anything.
Not yet.
So,
they'll kick in.
The Wolfenstein and Doom and all that and all the first person, early first person shooters for
PC.
Whatever PC system, 95 or whatever, they're all very similar. But so Rise of the Triad really, really brought back the feeling that you get from playing like the original Wolfenstein. Yeah. Like there was one a couple years ago for PS2 that was like complete horseshit because I've totally
Wolfenstein?
Because I totally played it and I totally have experienced it and I have every right to say something.
Yeah, there was
it.
A 2009 Wolfenstein.
Yeah, that was
that was
yeah.
the
that
one
was on
that focused
in PS3.
Yeah, that was the one that focused on
I haven't
all, like,
actually played it, but I haven't heard
it. It wasn't bad,
thing.
It just wasn't great.
But this
what's
this
called,
is
Rise
pretty
Triad?
Special.
I mean,
Rise
like,
of the Triad, yeah,
I'm
it's freaking
I've never
awesome.
Heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you run really fast and you blow things up and there's blood.
I must pose
okay.
a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I haven't played Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
No?
You want to borrow it? I have it right there.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's worth it.
That's a come on.
Are there any wolves in Wolfenstein?
No.
There's dogs.
I don't want to play it.
Okay.
I don't
there's robot
anyway,
dogs.
I completely
so,
understand.
Continuing
I don't know
the
if
list.
There's triads in Rise of the Triad.
It's probably one of.
There's Nazis, though.
The most hyped games. That we've talked about, and you just mentioned it, was Watch Dogs.
Oh.
Watch Dogs was just mediocre dogs.
That game,
mediocre.
I had no interest in playing it since it came out. But
Far Cry was cool.
It's better to just Watch Dogs.
Watch, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Watching, yeah, exactly.
That is a review.
But anyway, so we talk about games that are just hyped up. Then he had Mario Kart 8. You know, I don't have a Wii U. But you know, Mario Kart 8 was very popular. Then he had other games that came out and then just slowly, really quickly died off, like Murdered. Soul Suspect.
Well, it got murdered.
Yep, dead in the water.
Sniper Elite 3.
See, now, I'm going to stop you right there.
Snarf
I played
Elite.
I played Sniper Elite 3.
Tim had it.
Tim had it.
Isn't
and
that a Bradley Cooper
Shrek
3. Movie?
The parts where you're actually sniping are fucking amazingly fun.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, it's...
Like, the bullet goes in slow-mo, the camera follows the bullet.
Time stuff.
The assailants, or what is it, the guy you're going to kill's face, or wherever you're shooting, goes into, like... X-ray mode.
Oh my God.
In slow-mo, and the bullet's like with precision.
You can unlock Bradley Cooper.
American Sniper. No, I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm saying it's a game
He's
that kind of just faded away quickly.
Yeah, no, totally.
It's, the whole series is like not really that well-known. Then, of course, he had The Last of Us Remastered.
I guess you could say it went out with a bang.
Ooh.
Anybody? No?
And then you had...
Me, please.
Then we had another great
one.
Hyped-up game that we couldn't wait to get.
Destiny.
Oh.
Was a disappointment.
It was a Destiny's Child.
Never do that again.
Okay. Destiny
See,
is...
I'd rather listen to Destiny's Child.
September 9th was supposed to be an exciting day for me. It's supposed to be Destiny and NHL 15.
And the day you lose your virginity.
And... No, not that. But,
Wasn't that day also 2K15?
No.
Oh, wait, the NBA game? I was hoping you'd bring that up.
No.
Are we talking about the same
thing
here?
No, I was not.
Not yet.
We're talking about WWE. But
yes,
we
back into glitches. But...
We'll get to that in a minute.
But no, NHL 15 and Destiny. You know, Destiny obviously was way more hyped because it's Bungie.
But the Immigrant Song.
No, that's cool. They had awesome commercials. I'll give it that.
Yeah, how do they get Led Zeppelin? Don't they, like, never give up their rights?
They probably
Very
paid
carefully.
Millions. But
it's called
You know,
money.
Destiny is a fun game to play. I'm not going to say it's
for
not
an
fun.
Hour.
I played it for a week straight.
And
barely picked it up again.
Yeah.
I played it for
There's
a week.
There's no story to say of anything. So, we'll skip ahead.
Just Destiny was the biggest disappointment last year.
Yeah, my game of the year, which
Destiny
at first I will admit that I didn't really care for, but now I love it. It was Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor.
Damn it.
I gotta play it still.
That game was awesome because it combines Batman and Assassin's Creed. And I was
and it's like, it's not like a
it's
cheap
not overwhelming.
Middle ground.
No, it's better than, well, at least Assassin's Creed. But because of the jumping mechanics and the gameplay in itself, it's so much better. It's not overwhelming. It's not overwhelming like some of the other open world games up are. So, but then we had another game that was hyped up and did horrible. Alien.
Oh yeah, Isolation.
That wasn't good.
It got average reviews because a lot of people said it's scary and it's hard, but it's too darn long because you do the same thing.
Well, from what I heard, from what I read on Reddit,
sir, turn your robot off.
From what I read online was that. the makers of the game, because Sega is the publisher. I don't remember who the developer is.
Sonic.
Okay.
That works for me.
Knuckles, but, man.
The restaurant, I mean.
But the developers of the game wanted to make like an Outlast, like a 5 to 6 hour long, you know, just straight horror game. But Sega's like, no, it needs to be 22 hours, however long it was. So like, well, we got to really fill this shit up. And they did, much to everyone's dismay.
Yeah. Mm. So that was pretty disappointing because I was pretty hyped up about that. Then you had games like Borderlands, the pre-sequel came out. And then...
I was going to do that. No, wait, no. Turn it off. Turn it off.
No, we got 30 seconds of fair use.
Hell yeah, we go.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, so that was Destiny again. Evil Within came out.
That was a good game. I mean, I haven't beaten it yet, but it's good.
It was fun. Well, when I didn't want to throw my controller at the TV.
Well, the thing about Evil Within is you don't know what's going on.
No, that's the worst part about the game. It's like Cameron's mind. The story absolutely makes no sense at all. It's like a Cameron movie. But
thank you.
it's good, but it doesn't make any sense. So you're just like, what the hell I just watch?
Cameron, it's really like a carbon copy of Resident Evil 4.
It is.
What is?
Evil Within.
Evil Within.
Oh, that's hot, really?
Yeah. I would say it's a carbon copy, but it's
right there, Evil Within. Yeah, the game. You're pointing right at it.
It's the white one, yeah.
No, he's sitting next to me.
But
Resident 4.
It's made by the same guy who made Resident Evil 4. Plays exactly the same, but it's just not as good. But it's good.
It's hard as hell, but it was rewarding to beat. Yeah. When I beat it, and I was just like, wow, I felt like I just ran through lava.
This is not a movie?
No, it's a
video game.
Because it certainly looks like a movie.
It looks like a movie, too.
I think we talked about a couple episodes ago about that.
Okay, so I'm going to skip over a few more games, but I'm going to talk to what about Sean's favorite game of the year. It's WWE 2K15.
No, the fair use is going up.
Go ahead. You can comment on it.
We talked about it on a couple episodes ago.
Well, just give us a gist so Cameron can hear.
It was a lot of hype, first new generation, and the gameplay's awful. The modes are awful. It's completely unfinished. You can only do about 20 match types in exhibition as opposed to 80 last year. Wow. It's not good.
And you sold it, right?
Oh, I got rid of it immediately. I was like, I'll play GTA. Get rid of that.
Now, what do you think of GTA 5?
Oh.
Since you're a guy who doesn't play games as much as Kyle and I does.
I'll save my long analysis for another time. But I like it. I haven't played a GTA game since like 3, I think.
Oh, this is a huge step up.
Yeah, so I enjoy it. I'm not familiar with a lot of shooters, but not that it really is, but they do have the same kind of mechanics to it. But I like it. I liked it enough that I was looking to maybe look into getting older ones.
I love the soundtrack.
Yeah, soundtrack's great.
Yeah, and the music that he added to the remaster is
No, the cops are coming.
So yeah, 2K15, not too well.
No.
Well, then you had Call of Duty, a game, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Spacey, the game.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been called that.
Kevin Space Jam?
Then we had the Assassin's Creeds. We already commented on them, so we don't have to.
Listen to Creed.
Then, to talk about another horrible
I wish I had Creed on my iPod, I don't.
That'd be funny.
What are you saying, Kyle?
They talk about another horrible game, Sonic.
Creed, the game?
Sonic.
Oh, the Sonic game? And the Dark
Sonic
Spark?
Boom.
Sonic and the Fellowship of the Ring. Rings.
Just an unbelievably bad game.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I saw the IGN gameplay footage of it. It runs at like 30 frames per second.
Dude, Sonic's not even fast. Like,
why would you make
a game where Sonic's
He's so fast.
Fast
the he's fast, but like...
He's like 53 years old.
Yeah, that too. But like,
he's like 1990 or something like that.
But the game can't keep up with him. Like, if you watch gameplay footage, it's like so choppy. It's like sushi.
Yeah, it's true. It's hard to believe that they can't make a good Sonic game. It's not like it's not that hard.
Did you hear about the new Genesis they're releasing?
What? No, film me.
Yeah, Sega's coming out with a new system.
Like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, deadly serious.
You're smiling.
I know they have a Sega Genesis out now that you can apparently buy that has preloaded games built into it.
I have punishment for you.
But,
Buck can't even hear.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it for me?
Oh, he's playing My Desire.
Like, no, it's Higher.
Oh, Higher?
Yeah.
Higher? Oh, I'm thinking of the Desire from WWE.
No, I can't fast forward on this thing.
What do you? What? See, we don't have the headphones.
Give one of them a headphone.
I can't. Well, I could, but.
Right. Anyway, so we'll finish it off with games like Dragon Age, which I can't really comment on. But
you don't have a dragon.
I don't have a dragon, so it doesn't really help. Far Cry 4 is...
I can hear the crunching.
Are you eating?
I am.
Essentially, Far Cry 4 is Far Cry 3.5, as we've been saying.
Good, though.
Still not bad. I can't complain.
Yeah.
GTA 5 came out later on as well. And then two last games of the year that really stand out that you've played... It's Tales of the Borderlands, and
is
Game of Thrones.
Surprisingly good.
The Game of Thrones game's good.
I haven't played it, but I've heard.
No,
it's
excellent. It's a Telltale game. You know the guys who made the Walking Dead game.
You're
no.
a Telltale.
It's like a. Do you know the Walking Dead game that came out like a few years ago, and then they had season two, with Lee and Clementine.
An apple.
You might.
I'm smiling. I have
cucumber.
No idea what you're talking about.
I've
been living
you.
Under a rock.
I'll show you. Telltale.
How's that going?
Telltale is a video game developer.
Hot.
Telltale is a video game developer that they make interactive story games. And, you know, they have like a comic booky type graphics. They've made two Walking Dead games, which have gotten 10s out of 10s. Now they're making a Borderlands game that it's released in episodes. When we're done with this, I'll show you. And
it's
actually
all right.
Oh, it's fantastic. I think you'd like it. Honestly, the more I think about Tales from Borderlands, I think it's right up your alley.
Yeah, so is it like
don't say that name.
The zombie thing from Red Dead Redemption or something.
Oh, it's
like an add-on.
It's a story game, meaning like you watch them, you pick dialogue choices,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it. I'll show you.
Yeah, they've done Walking Dead.
But Sean, other things. Before we move on, like getting back to stop playing stuff. Getting back to
I wasn't sure what it was.
Getting back to Grand Theft Auto 5,
uh-huh,
like what do
uh-huh.
you think of like the story? Because it's the first Grand Theft Auto game with like three main characters instead of just.
I mean,
one.
I'm not the best person to ask because I'm not even halfway.
Well, no, I'm like just comparing it to like, you know, you're a movie buff. Like, do you think it's like on a cinematic level?
Not really. I mean, I can't really say because it's very discombobulated. There's no real rhythm to it. It's just person by person.
I
heard that they kind of come together towards the end, but
yeah.
I wouldn't say it's cinematic.
The each
it's
voice actor
interesting.
Though.
The voice acting is good. I will give them that. Most.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, most voice acting isn't all that great, but from what I've seen so far, it's pretty good, especially, you know...
All the voice actors,
the main
though,
characters.
Like, that's them. Like, the guy who plays Michael, like, that's
mm-hmm.
his face. Same with Trevor.
Okay.
And, yeah, just IMDb Ned Luke. That's
mm-hmm.
Michael. It's him.
So you're saying in real life, Franklin's a dick? A pussy? A dick and pussy?
Dick and pussy?
Yeah, sure. Well, he's black.
He can be both.
But GTA is fun. No, you know, you can pick it up and play it and not have to worry about actually playing the story.
No.
So
we kept saying Franklin, basically. His character is whatever the story needs.
And
that's
Franklin?
My biggest point. Yeah.
And Franklin?
No, the big... No. Isn't Franklin
the big
dog? The big
Franklin.
The big red dog?
Who's that's Clifford.
Clifford, whatever. Same
Franklin.
Franklin,
the big red dog.
Franklin.
Rod Stewart,
the
big red
dog.
Rob Schneider is a big red dog.
I was lied to as a child.
No, but Franklin is whatever the story needs him to be. Like,
yeah.
Like, what's his name?
Michael?
No, the guy who limps. The Gimp.
Oh, Lester.
Oh.
Lester, yeah.
Lester, yeah.
He's like, Franklin, I need you to be a cold-blooded assassin.
Take out this person.
Yo, dog, I'll do it. Franklin, I need you to be... Or someone else is like, yo, Franklin,
I need you to
be a
give
homie.
Me a perm.
Oh, I'm a hairstylist now, dog. And then, like, Lamar's
Franklin,
like,
I need a blowjob. Sure, balls, whatever you need.
Oh, yeah, but you know what I mean. Everything, like, he doesn't have a central character. He's just... If someone wants something, Franklin, we need you to be an astronaut and land on that asteroid and blow it up.
We need you to land on that astronaut.
This isn't Armageddon, okay?
Are there any callbacks to previous characters in this
no,
game?
No, Rockstar has said.
That's not true. You said that the guy who Trevor kills in the beginning.
That's no, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Rockstar has said that the PS2 games are the SD Grand Theft, the standard definition Grand Theft Auto universe. 4 and 5 and the expansions that came in between,
mm-hmm.
since they're all HD, that's the HD universe. That's why they remade Liberty City.
720
and that's why they remade...
So it's a whole new universe of characters. So
yeah.
Not really calling
They're never going to be calling back to Claude.
So no more Claude Speed.
Or
no
Tommy Vercetti or CJ.
Or,
unfortunately. Because these are all like Grand Theft Auto 5 and 4. And like, you know, those are like more realistic, like high definition graphics. And
so tell me, Mr. Green, as I...
That's
oh, I'm on the edge
yeah.
of my seat.
You're sitting on the floor.
Tell me about Vice.
City?
Well, tell me about what... tell me about your thoughts on the next coming GTA game, which would most likely be something Vice-related.
I've read that the main guy who makes GTA, that Dan Houser guy, wants the next... because the next Grand Theft Auto game would be a full like PS4, Xbox One game, so they could totally utilize that technology. And he wants it to be three cities, like take an airport or a plane in between each city. So I'm assuming it'll be one city will be Vice City, and then there'll be the two other cities from the original San Andreas.
So they're just going to dive right into all three at once.
Yeah, I think it'll be Vice City, that the Las Vegas clone, that Las Venturas, and then the San Francisco clone, that San Fierro, be those three. And then you can just like fast travel in between.
Well, I look forward to that from 6 years from now.
Yeah, Rockstar even said they're like, we like making Grand Theft Auto's every 5 to 6 years, so they stay like, they're not overplayed like Call of Duty.
Or Assassin's Creed.
Or your face.
True. Mm.
Take it easy, man. You don't have to go there.
So much hate.
I'm sorry.
If Martin Luther King taught us anything.
No,
it was that watermelon tastes good.
Okay. Was a little...
I was going to say... No, but 2014, I think, in general, was...
It was a disappointment. Weak. But this year we have Batman Arkham.
Dude, we have so many things to look forward to.
Arkham Knight and Metal Gear Solid 5.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about Mortal Kombat.
The movie now.
X. Mortal Kombat X. That's coming out. What's going on?
Oh, Oculus Rift? You can say that into the mic, you know.
I don't know if that's a subject of the thing.
No.
Have you guys talked about Oculus?
No, not the
If you have something 3D. To say, talking to the microphone.
Oculus Rift?
I do.
It's funny. Because
you seem to have some kind of a
is that based,
script.
Is that based on the movie?
Well, just a short rundown. Virtual reality thing?
Is it based on the
thing?
Movie?
No, the virtual reality thing.
Oh.
Yeah, the VR, like, what's going on with that? Are there any new developments?
It's supposed to come out this year. My boss actually talked to one
well,
of the
Well, you can
owners.
Get it now, right?
No, you can only get a development kit. My boss is trying to get... Yeah. I work for a company in New York City that deals with augmented reality. Go to GenieQuest.com. That's Genie, G-E-N-I-E, Quest.
Hold on, I can't type that fast.
.com.
I vouch for that.
Or download
cool.
download our app on the iPhone App Store. It's GenieQuest.
That doesn't work.
It's...
Okay,
I'm trying to do a spiel here. It's augmented reality. You scan stuff, you get information, real-time augmented reality.
How much would I pay for this thing?
What is Prometheus? But anyway, my boss was, spoke to John Carmack on the phone the other day. That's Carmack, not tarmac, like an airport.
Get your free Carfax.
Carmex?
He's the guy who made, one of the guys who made Doom.
Doom?
Doom, the video game, not
Dune?
The movie.
Dune.
Doom.
Dune.
And he's one of the, he works
later.
On the Oculus Rift, but we're trying to get one from my office. So if we do, I'll, tell you how it is. But it's a giant, you remember the Beachhead video game in arcade? In
yes.
the arcades.
Yeah,
it's like
you're
that.
In a turret.
Yeah. It's like that's that so for fun. Your head.
Wow. You got to wear suspenders and everything.
Yep.
So tell me, do you think there's going to be some sick games coming out for that?
I don't know.
I don't
be
know.
Perfectly honest.
Nintendo did this 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, with the,
Virtual
the Virtual Boy. I feel that
failed.
Gamers like you know, like too. Us, I don't want to move.
Me
I don't want to take a PlayStation Move and swing my hand. Like, it's fun for a little
bit.
I
just want to sit back and drink a pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to, I want to have the little, the PlayStation control in my hand, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to put a helmet on. What if you, like, Cameron, you wear glasses. Would you want a giant, bulky helmet over your glasses?
No, I plan on gluing my glasses to my face.
Well, there you go.
And I'm going to, like, wear the same clothes every day.
Well, you're already a cartoon character.
I am.
Yes.
I'm honored.
Speaking of cartoon characters, Jason.
Yes?
What do we have up next?
Will.
Okay.
Next.
What is
well,
next?
Well, we basically, wrapping that little topic up, 2014 games were extremely unfinished. I think we can all agree. Let's hope for a better year this year.
Yay.
Have we talked about the NBA game?
Oh, yeah. What about that? I don't play sports
that
games.
That is hilarious. I really don't know much about it. It maps your face
to
your character.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yes.
FIFA has
amazing.
The same thing.
Oh, do they? Is it, like, completely bugged out, or is it?
Probably.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, it's like their faces look like vaginas.
Well, the interesting thing is, some of the facial technologies they have now, depending on what your skin color is, it could actually make you look like you have, what's the disease when your skin color is
jaundice?
Lighter than normal?
Andy Milonakis disease. No, Lou Ferrigno's disease.
No.
Sorry.
Isn't it like alopecia or something like that?
Alopecia?
Alopecia?
LaFonda?
Shaquille O'Neal's.
I know I'm right about this. I just don't
look,
know
you have a computer
There's
in front
another,
of you.
There's another, There was another glitch where I think it was Madden actually.
Oh, the little guy.
You can play as the little guy. Yeah. It's like a foot tall. Literally, all the players are like huge, and you just got this little guy that runs around.
What an unfortunate last name,
Dinklage. Dinklebrot.
Hey, actually, it is called alopecia. I was right.
Well, you should be a doctor.
Well, gentlemen.
Funny you should mention that.
No, you're just a gynecologist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gentlemen, let's get into the meat of the matter here.
Uh-oh.
Movies.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all.
First of all, have any of you seen any good movies lately? Cameron, I'll start with you because you're new.
Any good movies lately?
Yes.
I have seen, I guess it's not super recent or anything, but I watched The Grand Budapest Hotel.
That was a good movie.
It was fantastic. I loved it. Yeah. I burned my tongue.
Should I just like not talk during this because of the list? Because stuff might come up.
Yeah, Sean, you
can
just be quiet now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
What list?
Yeah. He's going to go over his top 10 movies of 2014 list soon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Should I save this for
No. You can go. I'll just save it.
Who here has seen it?
Nope.
No, you've seen it? You haven't seen it?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, Kyle's leaving, everybody. There goes Chris Jericho.
He's been a great guest. He's been on for numerous episodes, but he will be missed.
All right, I'm going to go get my blow-up doll.
Oh.
Well, let me go first.
No. Can I borrow that, by the way?
Yes.
I'll clean it, I promise.
Yeah, no, I thought it was fantastic. I mix up the Andersons a little bit. Is it Wes or
that's Wes Anderson.
Paul Thomas?
I get
don't
Wes Anderson.
Do that.
Don't. Hey, come on.
First of all, one's three names. The other is just Wes.
Well, speaking of the other, I did see The Master recently too, which was I thought
was
fascinating.
It was good.
It was actually.
I think it's too weird for itself.
Like, I'm not gonna reveal anything, but like it ended kind of funny. I can actually kind of relate to that, the whole storyline. It was really, really
You're a Scientologist?
Fantastic. I am, in fact.
Oh, okay. It's about Scientology.
L. Ron, you just unzip yourself and you're L. Ron Hubbard.
Don't talk shit. Ship.
Shit about Total?
Don't get on a ship with Hubbard.
What the hell's a Peter Pan peanut butter alert?
Ah, shit!
Go count your dick!
Who else? Who else
they
saw
were both
good?
Great. I apologize.
You see what was the last movie you saw, Kyle?
The last movie I saw was actually Gone Girl.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the last movie I saw.
Gone Girl
That's
was
by
great.
Trainspotting Man, right?
What?
What are you talking
What are you talking
David
about?
Fincher?
Fincher did not do
Trainspotting.
No.
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Fight Boy Man.
Fight Boy. You know, that's the animated movie.
No, that was the last movie I saw. That was in October. I really liked it, except for the end.
It was fucked up.
Yeah.
Really?
Good, though.
It was a good fucked up.
I can't wait for the sequel.
If you know what I
hear
I mean.
Wahlberg's, not his
Wahlburgers?
Wahlburgers. I drove past it.
Oh, yeah, it's a real
didn't
place.
I didn't go. Yeah.
Was Donnie in there? Was Donnie in there?
He was. Assuming I know who that is.
Donnie Wahlberg.
He's the second most famous Wahlberg.
I still
shield?
Love. Nothing will ever
Blue
be.
Shield
what's
Blue
when,
Bloods.
The, when
Blue
Bloods? There's soldiers in the woods and. Last Man Alive or something.
Oh, like Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor. That was a good movie.
Yeah, I'm hearing that it was actually like really great. I haven't seen any of it at all.
I've read this book.
Usually, keep you talk into the mic.
Talk into the what? Like, yeah. Like where should I put the mic?
Put in your ear.
In the middle of your lips.
In the like middle.
This. Yes.
Inside my mouth.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that was the last movie I saw. So,
Jason, what was the last movie you saw that was good?
Babadook. The Babadook was great.
Babadook?
Bam, 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 bam.
You guys heard? I have it on the my Babadook. Computer if you want it. Legally, of course.
What's it about? I've never even heard of.
The Babadook, it was a limited release movie that came out about a month ago, I think, like at the end of the very end of the year. It's an Shut up! It's it's an Australian movie. I thought it was British.
About
and then,
kangaroos.
And then my parents told me it was Australian. I'm like, wow, if there was perfect. A British people here, British person here, I'd be killed because they hate that. Anyway, The Babadook is a horror movie. It's about a single mom and her kid living together
in Britain,
in Australia somewhere.
Freaky stuff.
And
happens.
They read a
Freaky
children.
Friday happens.
Okay, shut up. They read a children's book called The Babadook, and it has like you remember how you know grim fairy tales were like really disturbing
it's
and stuff.
Jumanji.
And
yeah,
it's basically about this.
Sometimes
it's basically about this like horrible, like terrifying children's fairy tale monster that it's like a ghost movie, but a little different. Because this thing tries to kill them,
mm-hmm.
it's really it's
Are you sure you weren't watching
Sinister?
Oh, wait, you
told me about this.
Are you sure you weren't watching Darkness Falls?
I still got to see that.
You haven't seen that?
That movie scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
It was awesome. It's awesome.
But anyway, Babadook is like, it plays out like a ghost movie, like a demonic possession or like a demonic movie. But it's cool because this like thing, like she tries ripping up the children's book, throws it away, burns it, comes back, and it has new words in it, like, I'm going to kill you. And
wow, we're real subtle.
And it's like... It's a really like creepy looking thing. They don't show the monster too much, but when they do, it's really subtle and like cool.
Is it
cool
a guy
looking.
In a rubber suit?
And if you talk
a rubber about suit, you say. God.
And there is no jump scares, which is the
That's
really
good.
Cool thing. It's just a lot of tension and like oh shit, something's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Like like you see the thing like standing behind her, like in The Strangers and stuff like that. It's a really good
What's
movie. I haven't.
Stranger
it was all
danger.
On yes. It was all on YouTube the other day. And my friend Mike
the whole
Dowling.
Movie?
I don't know if you want to promote that.
Who's gonna listen to this? the whole thing was on YouTube the other day, and I downloaded it, and I have it. If I can send it over to you or something.
Sure.
But it was
stuff.
Really good. There's just don't watch it with your parents. Because there's one scene where she takes out a vibrator and just starts fucking her bean. And it's just weird watching that with your parents.
I love beans. speaking of which, if I may interject with a brief
I hope this
story.
Story. I hope it. Really.
Oh, man.
Go right
speaking
ahead.
Speaking of watching inappropriate things with your parents, I was
you watch
in...
Ron Jeremy?
I do. He's my desktop background. I was in a there was an independent feature made called Casanova Was a Woman, which was actually awesome. It came out great, and I was an extra in it in like two scenes.
From,
I'm in the movie twice.
It's from school or something?
No, it's just people I got connected with through one of my aunts. But
oh, okay,
so we went to the premiere in the city, and like the whole thing is about like relationships and girls liking girls, and there's sexual things going on, and I had the honor of sitting in between both of my grandparents, my grandmother on my mother and my father's side, and watching two girls doing things together.
Did you
and
get
I'm
play
just...
by play during the whole thing?
Were they scissoring?
Fuck out, King, he's going in.
They were couching.
They were couching. Okay.
That was something.
Was it just
it actually? You know, it never actually got very graphic. There was a naked man throughout the movie, but you don't actually see the naked part.
Okay, because with the Babadook,
and by naked part, I mean the penis.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot.
Do you find it weird that even though we're in our mid-20s, it's still weird to watch?
Oh yeah,
graphic stuff.
I mean,
with
no,
your parents?
It's not weird at all. I find it really fucking
erotic,
awful.
Right? I mean, no, it's yeah. awful.
Well, I mean, it's like I said on the
like
last.
I hate watching even Game of Thrones is like weird with my dad because there's like
it's just like
tits everywhere and
game
just
of
like
deep throats.
I mentioned it on the last show. My family's Christmas watching.
What did you watch?
Christmas?
Last House on the Left.
No, a Serbian film.
Oh, no, you oh God! It's the movie where they have. I'm not even going to say it at all.
A Serbian film.
Everyone, do yourself
a
favor.
Tale.
Look up the trailer.
What's it called?
A Serbian film.
It's rated like the most graphic, disgusting movie.
Wait, that's the title
of
the movie.
Yeah.
What is this? I'm intrigued.
It's a movie about. I don't
I haven't
know.
It's about a retired porn star who is hired by a crazy director to do these really
disgusting
insane things.
Like I'm not even going to say. It's like terrifyingly bad.
But it looks enlighten me.
But it looks amazing.
When we're off the mics.
Oh, is it that bad?
Yes. Oh. Yes, it is.
Where did you find it?
I just heard about it through the grapevine.
I mean,
through the grapevine.
How far do we want to go back?
How old is it?
Come compare it to something.
5 years old.
I can't. Okay. I've never heard it.
Graphic wise.
I've never seen it.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean,
I just don't want to tell you what
it's about. You see everything.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, if we want to see it, we'll, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it's not Nymphomaniac, but I mean, you know.
Most disturbing film I ever saw was the Poughkeepsie tapes.
Yeah,
you mentioned that.
Yeah.
What's the Pocahontas tapes?
Those are over there.
But that was pretty
creepy.
That was a good movie. It was.
It wasn't really released wide either.
Because it was so disturbing, but it was good. It was a movie about it's based on a real life killer called like the that's Dexter.
the Bayside Butcher.
I don't. The Water Street Butcher,
American.
And
something like that.
It's
yeah.
just. It's just like it's a found footage thing. Like, they break into this guy's house and find all of his VHS tapes of all of the people he killed. That's the whole movie. It's just like
a sick fuck would have VHS tapes in his house.
That's the crime.
No, seriously.
And He like captures this girl and like makes her a slave and like tortures this. It's really disturbing. But not I wasn't watching it like, oh yeah, this is all. But like
you don't have to like, defend yourself. Yeah. Whatever turns you on.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you.
No, that's just really weird, especially when he walks backwards like a spider.
Yeah, and like it's it puts like a two needles into the woman's neck.
Yeah.
The part that it's like really disturbing is like when he dresses up as a cop and picks up that lady with the broken down car.
Yeah.
And she thinks he's gonna drive her to like the police station, but he like turns and like is.
He goes to a McDonald's.
And then he's just like,
"What do you want?"
Saying like, he's just saying like he's gonna kill her and stuff, and like that lady. She acted that very well. So there was maybe also she thought it was real.
The scene where he gets in the car with the couple, and you know, we're like the.
Oh wife. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was creepy too. As
like stabs the one guy or something.
Yeah, like
that.
Stabs him, and she crashes her car or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Yeah,
I kind of want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Anyway, what the hell were we talking about? Oh, wait,
just
basic movies.
Yeah.
Well,
we also.
Oh no, Babadook. Yeah, no, Babadook was great. We could watch sometime, and it's just you know watch it with friends because the part where she like flicking her bean, and you know making.
What you're saying is don't watch with your parents.
It's just, it's hot.
What's it rated?
That was a Babadook.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that was in
Penta.
Okay. I'm getting movies mixed up.
No, Babadook's the scary monster.
Well, no, we're still talking about Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, are we?
I think
Grand Theft Auto.
Remember when we watched Faces of Death? Faces of Death.
What a disappointing movie.
Yeah, you thought that was real, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, everyone thought that was real.
It's not real?
Parts of it are.
It can be if you want it to.
Yeah.
Well, the part with the
Twilight Zone movie was hyped up so much, yeah. And I thought it was kind of
the only thing
like
that's real in there are the is the
mediocre.
What's the real
the guy that gets eaten alive by an alligator?
No, that's not real.
The guy getting eaten alive
no,
by a tiger?
No, there was an airplane crash. The aftermath of an airplane crash that was real, apparently.
I don't know.
I want to be eaten.
They
by
probably
a taco.
Put some stuff in there.
That's
well, you don't see a lot, but you see like
meta.
I forget what
data.
Stuff is in there.
I don't know. Those are all like what 70s and 80s movies.
So. Face of Death was 80s. Yeah,
80s,
so.
Yeah, early 80s.
Is it time?
No. So last movie, good movie you saw, Cameron, is Grand Budapest.
Grand Budapest, and there's definitely been others. Like I mentioned, The Master, and I've definitely seen something else. I'm trying to remember what it was, but like if you guys know,
clearly
like what have you
left
guys
an
seen?
Impression on you.
It did.
No, like last good movie I saw
was the wallpaper in my bedroom.
Tomorrow we're seeing. I've never been in your room. Tomorrow
probably
we're seeing Inherent Vice tomorrow.
Yeah.
What Jason doesn't know is that he has been in my room.
I have.
I've heard Incoherent Vice.
Oh, don't tell him.
But we'll see.
Oh yes, yes.
Now,
what?
Yes. Is that out yet?
This is the
Inherent Vice.
Oh,
this is the
yeah.
other Anderson. This is not the Wes Anderson.
This is
the
Paul
other
Thomas.
Anderson.
I know. I'm aware. Thank you, Joaquin Phoenix.
I have. You
want to go see it tonight?
You mean Wolverine Phoenix?
Yes. Yes, I do. That's me. That's my hair today. Is my hair up, or it's kind of like fading out a little bit?
I was going to call you retarded Wolverine.
Well, thank you.
But yeah. So okay, Sean. You
what?
Are the movie buff.
Am
of
I?
All of us. Movie buff the stuff.
Mm.
Bagwell.
Whoa.
And you.
Baggins.
I don't do porn, okay?
He became a porn star?
Yeah, gigolos. He's a gigolo now.
Oh, shit.
You can. Hey, if you have the cash, he'll come.
Literally.
Whoa.
Are we doing the list?
Yeah, Sean, tell us
Schindler's
what
list?
Your top 10 movies. All right,
every
movies
year I come out with a list of the top 10 movies of the year. I've been doing this for, let's say.
Wait, you've done this even
minutes.
Before the podcast?
Yeah, I've been doing this
for
good
a year.
7 years, I guess, at this
Excuse
point?
Excuse me.
Something like
I
that?
I burned my tongue.
With your burp?
Yes, continue.
Okay. So I'm just going to go down the list of my top 10. And these are all graded by a whole bunch of different factors, how good it is.
That's important.
Obviously.
That's the most
the
least
acting,
important thing.
The acting, the cinematography, also rewatch value, I think, is a big part of this, too. So I'm going to, before I start with the actual list, I want to give some honorable mentions, if I could.
No.
Things you should do that at, like, number nine. Didn't do honorable mentions.
Number
then
nine.
Number one.
Number one.
I feel like I should get into some honorable mentions first. Okay. I want to give an honorable mention to X-Men Days of Future Past.
Was it on your list? That movie was great.
No.
It
well,
was
see,
right.
this was, it was a very,
it
this
bad.
A very stacked list. It might be up there with X2 as the best X-Men movie.
I can agree with that.
It's entertaining. The plot doesn't get too convoluted, which is good considering you're dealing with time travel.
Yeah, they handled it very well.
And I know you'll agree with me. Peter Dinklage is great as the little villain. And I think... What the hell was
well,
that?
Was that Tim Allen? Is he here? Is it tool time already?
He's our fifth guest.
And I think we can all agree the Quicksilver scene was really good.
That was the highlight of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone in the audience clapped. He ran around in circles and punched all the police.
And to poke the bullets out of the way.
Yes, he
I'm
did.
I'm going to poke your bullets.
I also want to give an honorable mention to the movie Locke. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Literally Tom Hardy driving in a car for about 90 minutes.
So it's Mad Max before
this?
Mad Max?
I'm really excited, actually. I've never heard of this.
Literally, like I said, Tom Hardy driving in a car for 90 minutes, and that's pretty much it.
Is it one shot?
No, but it's the same shots, though.
He's locked in?
Is he the only character?
He's the only character you see. He talks to people.
Is it like Buried with Ryan Reynolds?
Kind of, but handled better.
Who made this? That sounds awesome.
I can't remember. It's a British movie. But yeah, I would say check it out just to
what
see.
What a disappointment.
I mean, hey, there's going to be a lot of international flavor on this list.
Ooh.
It's interesting to see how they pulled it off. They really did it well. I want to give another honorable mention to the movie Boyhood.
You mean the Richard Stepladder movie?
The Richard Simmons Stepladder movie? Step Brothers.
I'll be honest with you. It took a couple viewings to actually finish this movie.
Man, Red Letter Media tore that movie apart.
And
I can
understand why. I can understand why. It's way, 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 way too long. It's
like 4 hours.
And, wait, which film is this?
Boyhood.
The Richard Linklater.
Oh my God. Did you guys see it?
What's that?
No.
What?
What did you say?
I said, never mind. Did you see it? Was it good?
Yeah, I'm giving it an honorable mention. It's okay.
We didn't even get to the list yet.
I'm doing honorable mentions.
Okay.
Where have you been?
I don't even know.
I think it's weird because the story can range at times from both compelling and incoherent, waste of time.
Well, I remember Red Letter Media saying that like the dialogue was just
well,
awful.
See, that's the thing. Some of the kids don't talk like kids. They talk like
that's hella tight, bro.
They say true dat in
true
the movie.
True dat, yo.
They literally say that. Okay, so there's a part in the movie, and I know Kyle can relate to this.
Okay. True dat.
There's a part early on in the movie where the dad says, hey, because he, by the way, it's no surprise, he's a divorced dad from Patricia Arquette. He's taking the two kids he says, oh, we're going to go to an Astros game, and I'm all psyched about this. I'm like, yeah, we're going to get some Astros for the first time ever in a movie. We're finally going to be represented. And the next scene, they're at a butterfly museum. I'm like...
How can Kyle relate to that?
He's a sports...
Astros baseball team.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought, like, something about butterflies. Anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, but...
It's probably better to watch Butterfly Museum than go to an Astros
baseball
now.
Game. Well, actually, they would have shot this in 2005 when they went to the World Series, so they were good. In fact...
They lost that World Series.
It took them...
Shots fired!
So, yeah, how many years were they filming, exactly?
10, right?
Like 13, I believe. 13 years. Because I think he starts at 5, and then it goes to he's 18. It's interesting. But then 20 minutes later, they do end up at an Astros game, which was fascinating, considering, A, this is from 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens and Independence.
They showed Roger Clemens. He was pitching when they were, and just the fact that they were able to get in there and film, it's just. Ooh.
Well, I heard that the boy in the hood,
the
boyhood, he grows up to be a terrible actor.
My boy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, none of the kids are really that good. Boy. Even the sister, his sister, is Richard Linklater's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and she's not good at all.
Like Sofia Coppola bad?
No, not cringeworthy bad, but pretty bad. It was weird because, like, every so often in the movie, there would be music. What's that? Every once in a while, there'd be music and videos on people's either TVs or phones that would be like, hey, remember this was popular back in the day? You know, like, whatever
So it was Gangnam Style on there?
No, because I think that was too recent. But, like, for example, they show...
What about Crazy Bones?
They show the kid early on watching Dragon Ball Z. They had him playing with a... What were those keychain
Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi things?
Wait, what year did this start?
2003?
Like 2000, I think.
Tamagotchis and DBZ, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Like literally in the middle of the, I think it was like 2007. When
I guess
they were
that's
shooting,
about right. Yeah,
they were playing a random.
No, no, it isn't at all. What am I talking
at the time.
About?
But yeah, so there was one thing that did bug me though, is the fact that there's a scene where the main kid, he's in a bar and he's. They clearly say the scene before he's in 11th grade, which means he can't be any more than 17 or 18.
Mm.
Okay.
He's in a bar taking shots?
He's in a bar and he's drinking. He's drinking.
Well, maybe
the bar.
This was filmed in Spain. Okay.
I checked because there.
Maybe
this,
it was filmed in the
70s. No, this is set in Texas. It's in Texas, and I checked the legal age, and it's 21 in Texas.
Even.
And that's another thing. They're in Texas, and no one speaks like a Texan.
Is Hank Hill in the movie?
Well, how do you know?
How do I know?
What a Texan.
Because I work with a Texan. I know what they sound like.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
He works in Texas. He takes a plane every day.
It's okay. It's not amazing like people say it is, but it's probably going to be Best Picture. Not that it deserves it.
Is that what Texans sound like?
And to finish off the honorable mentions, I don't want to give it an honorable mention. I want to give it a shout out because it's not great enough to get an honorable mention. I want to give a shout out to the movie Tusk.
I haven't seen it yet.
I saw the poster
on
a Redbox.
Kevin Smith movie.
It's a Kevin Smith movie.
It's really not as bad as critics say it is.
I just don't know
anything about it.
Justin
Tell me about
good.
It.
He's good.
I am not a fan of Justin Long.
It's basically Justin Long gets captured and Michael Parks is trying to turn him into a walrus.
What?
That's the movie.
No, that's the movie.
Okay. Fuck.
The main problem that people have with
the
movie.
No, hold on. The makeup people from The Walking Dead built Justin Long walrus.
They built Justin Long.
Yeah. A walrus suit.
Yeah, K&P.
So at some point in the movie, I haven't seen it, but Mike told me that he becomes a full-blown walrus by the end of the movie.
No. Like, it's not even the end of the movie. It's like halfway through the movie.
He goes, I'm a Mac.
No, he can't talk.
Wait, so it's the process of making Justin Long into a walrus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of.
That's the movie.
Sounds excellent.
That's amazing.
People say that, you know, it doesn't know if it wants to be a horror movie or a comedy.
It's like being John Malkovich.
It's kind of both. I mean,
horror comedy, a homedy.
But the problem is that many critics were just criticizing Kevin Smith instead of the movie itself. So I wanted to give it
He's fine.
I want to give it a shout out. Plus, it's, you know, Kevin Smith's not known for really good cinematography, and it's actually pretty good, the movie.
Well, Kevin Smith's the most lucky guy in the world.
You think so?
Oh yeah. I was listening to Greg Miller's podcast with him the other day, and Smith was talking about, you know, his rise to fame. Quick, like, you know, short version of it. When he made Clerks, he just wanted to make Clerks. That was it. He loved movies. He's like, all right, this is what I want to do. I want to make Clerks.
$38,000
No, it was $2,700.
Something like that, yeah.
$2,700. Cents. And
wow.
He was saying, he's like, I just want to make this. Never expected ever to be where he is today.
Mm-hmm.
Made this. Clerks expected it to go to, well, was planning for it to go straight to DVD or VHS at the time. And one of the Weinsteins saw it and put it in the theaters for him, and that was extremely lucky.
Yeah, eventually I played at Sundance, and that was the big break.
Extremely lucky. Yeah.
There was a good documentary on the Clerks DVD about that too.
I hope we get that lucky someday. Seriously speaking.
Hopefully. All right, let's get into the list. Let's start at number 10. The number 10 is a movie I really don't think anyone's ever heard of here because it didn't really get a big release in the U.S. The title of the movie is called Filth.
Oh, that's the James McAvoy.
It is James McAvoy, yes. I don't know if you know anything about it. It's based on a book by Irvin Welsh, which he also is the guy who wrote Trainspotting.
Oh.
So you can tell what kind of movie this is if you've ever seen Trainspotting.
It's a Ewan McGregor documentary.
Yes. about his time on drugs. It's really hard to describe this movie. It's bizarre, depraved, disgusting.
Filthy.
I mean, it's a great title for it. James McAvoy, he plays a Scottish cop who is basically trying to manipulate his way to a promotion within the police precinct. He's a cop detective, whatever. But he's also dealing with a virulent drug problem and his psychotic behavior. But early on, there's a montage where James McAvoy, he's talking about the chances of each character taking the promotion from him, and it's literally odds and why they could possibly take it from him. And there's a ton of hallucinations, including one, which I found very hilarious. Do you know the actor Jim Broadbent?
Never heard of him.
No.
No.
Okay, do you remember Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull?
Yes.
Was he the
Nobody
guy
remembers
Mac?
That. It
Was
never
he Mac?
Happened.
Who's Mac?
Mac's the guy who kept turning on sides.
No. He's the guy who was at the college who was basically wanted to fire Indiana Jones but didn't.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But anyway, he plays his doctor in the movie, which he's pretty much only in the movie in the very beginning, but then he's in all these flashbacks, and he has this gigantic head, and he literally is just crazy. Like, it's a psychiatrist's office, and he literally just keeps going, yes, just over and over and over again.
I kind of want to see this.
It's really weird. And it's also funny. There's comedy moments in there. It's probably James McAvoy's best acting role that he's had, because he just goes all out for it.
Okay.
And, you know, the supporting characters are good, too. And I will say, if you really want to get a sense of it, watch the trailer. The international trailer. And I'll put a link on Facebook, too.
Okay.
Really good. Really good.
I'll hold you to that.
Number nine.
Nine.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It should be lower.
Really?
And by lower, I mean higher.
Oh, okay.
Because that was a fantastic movie.
It really came out of nowhere.
What did you guys think of Guardians?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I first initially thought it was going to suck. I don't want to lie. Don't want to lie about that. But
you know what's not on this list? Winter Soldier.
You could fuck yourself. Cameron, really? Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. Not even an honorable mention.
No. I enjoyed it. It was
great
fun.
Great movie, right?
Yeah, it was good. Oh, oops.
To me, it ranks up there with Avengers and Iron Man 1.
You didn't like Winter Soldier?
It's not that I didn't like it. It's just not the best.
All right.
It's funny. It handles the emotional scenes well. I was shocked. Shocked, to tell you. Bradley Cooper was really good in it.
Yeah.
Not that he's not a good actor, but...
Well, he's a talking raccoon.
I thought, like, because everyone was in uprage because, oh, Bradley Cooper, why is he doing... He's not Scottish. But he was really good.
Side Rocket note, Raccoon is Scottish?
No, Rocket he's Raccoon is Cockney...
Oh, whatever.
Same Cockney thing. British. Like, oi, mate.
What's the difference?
How have you do that?
That's fine with me. I'd rather have Bradley Cooper at that point.
And it looks good, too. That's
wait, he sounded like a New Yorker. Like, he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, kind of.
This one, he is our booty.
Isn't that where he's from, Bradley Cooper, or no?
No, he's from Philly.
Ah, okay.
He's a Philly boy. Number eight, Foxcatcher.
Oh, the Michael Scott death movie.
Yes. Like I mentioned with The Filth earlier, this is also a very creepy movie, but for different reasons.
Wait, Foxcatcher. That sounds
that's
really...
the Steve Carell.
Foxcatcher.
Is that the wrestler?
Yeah.
Thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that came out this year, not in 2014 for some reason.
Yeah, it's about John DuPont. He was the from the DuPont family.
Yeah.
He wanted to start a wrestling camp, and basically the main character really is Channing Tatum. He wants to start a wrestling camp to train for the Olympics. He wanted an Olympic wrestling team. And, you know, things just ascend into almost madness for him, and he goes crazy.
I never really understood what the movie was about.
It's really,
the trailers just didn't really...
Yeah, the trailers don't really go over too... It's, like I said, it's really Channing Tatum's movie about how he just met this really weird guy, and he's paying him to be a wrestler for his team, and then all this other stuff happens.
I'll just see it. I haven't seen that.
It's good. Steve Carell is really good as John DuPont.
You can hardly recognize him.
No, yeah, barely.
I just think of him.
There were times
Michael
when
Scott
I was watching the movie and I didn't realize it was Steve Carell. And usually I can get past that, but it was really good. And he's also subtly creepy. He's not like full blown out of your face like Nicolas Cage. You know, he'll lay everything out on the table.
Nicolas Cage.
He's very subtle about it.
Is he like sexually creepy or just creepy?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Why?
I've been waiting for someone to say something sexual related so I can do that.
Tits.
The acting's really good, and the movie's climax builds up really well.
There's another point right there. Could play it again.
Which is interesting considering, you know, even though you know what's happening, it's a true story, you know what's going to happen, and it's still shocking when it happens.
Good thing I don't know about the story, so I'll be really
hey,
shocked.
Hey, that's great. Then when you see it, you'll be even more shocked. The only thing holding it back, really, is that there's a few pacing issues in the real story. They changed some of the story to make it more, I guess, convenient, you could say. But anyway, really good. Okay, number, what are we on? Six. No?
Yeah, you definitely
seven.
Yeah, okay.
Number seven. I don't have the numbers on these. Nightcrawler.
Oh, that's
that was really
film.
Good.
Oh,
I
heard that
see
was
it.
Great.
This is about the X-Men character. No. I'd say one of the more bigger surprises of the year. I've never been a big fan of Jake Gyllenhaal, but he's really good. And again, creepy. See a theme? Really creepy.
Yeah, I do.
As he's, what would you call him? He's a Nightcrawler. He's filming people after they get into accidents or some sort of graphic thing happens to him and sells them to the news. Let me turn
I wonder
this
if they're hiring.
So yeah, so what's the story? What's the story behind that? Like that's like the little that's the premise, but like
he's,
what's the plot of the movie?
He's trying to find like a job, right?
Well, he creates his own night crawling business where he's filming these horrific things for the news and then sells them to the news, and then he eventually gets caught up in a real life crime case where people get killed, and it goes even further than that. And the story's pretty simple, too. It keeps going further and further into Jake Gyllenhaal just going crazier and crazier. And just when you think he's about to hit the tipping point, he goes further.
He goes Jarhead.
It's really good cinematography, too. They really filmed L.A. really well at night. The only thing I wish was they could have recast Rene Russo. She's not that great of an actor, or actress, I should say. But this point cast is good. Bill Paxton is in the movie, and he's really good in there in a supporting role. I think he's trying to tell you to put the mic in front of your face.
No, when you scratch the thing, I can hear it in my ears.
Oh, so. Yeah. Number six.
Yeah, whatever comes after my Nightcrawler.
Number six.
Six.
This is a documentary.
Nightcrawler?
This is a Nightcrawler document. No, this is Behind the Blood. No. This is, It's called Hordowski's Dune.
Oh, you got this from Red Letter Media.
What do you mean I got it from Red Letter Media?
Okay, maybe.
Wait, was this the Dune that was meant to be but never happened?
Oh, yeah, I read
about that's
that.
The guy who has the movie where he has the tiger's heads on his tits and he's like spraying milk at someone.
That's one of his movies.
Yeah.
No, this is supposed to be the Dune, right?
Yeah, it's a documentary about Spanish filmmaker Alejandro Hordowski trying to make a film adaptation of Frank Herbert's sci-fi novel Dune back in the 1970s. This was before.
Now, did you watch this before they David mentioned Lynch. That on Red Letter Media, or did Red Letter Media guide you to
it? They didn't guide me. I found out about it after the fact, after I forgot about it. Talked about it.
It was on an article on like one of the websites I went by.
Yeah, they call it the greatest movie ever made about a movie that was never made.
Yeah.
It goes into the pre-production process, which also talks about how the script, which is 14 hours long, which is amazing.
Holy shit.
What the production...
That's some good beer.
What the sets would have looked like. An insane tracking shot for the opening that he wanted to do just throughout the entire universe, landing on the planet.
The real universe?
Yeah. There's a bunch of storyboards. Like, he literally has the entire movie in a binder with all the storyboards and the script. So literally someone could just read it and you're basically watching the movie.
You should just sell that.
I don't think he wants to.
So it can still be done.
But he wanted to have insane casting choices. He wanted Mick Jagger to play one of the leads in the movie.
Yeah, I remember reading that. Yeah.
Salvador Dali was going to be in there. And Orson Welles, he told him, like, you can eat all you want all day because he was fat at that point. David Carradine was going to be in there.
More like Orson Swells, yeah. Right?
And he was going to cast his own son in one of the lead roles. And he actually...
Oh,
God. Not only was he going to cast his son, he forced his son for a year to train in martial arts. And the movie never even happened.
Yeah.
He literally forced
his son. He knows how to fight now.
I wouldn't be upset about that. Like, all right, Dad, thanks. I mean,
Yeah, but that movie, I mean, what's your thoughts on the actual Dune that did come out?
It's not that good.
Yeah, no.
Are you making sex noises over there?
I am.
I am.
There was also his production team. He says in the documentary he sought out to find the best of the best that he could find for his production team. And all the including H.R. Giger, who I don't know if you know who he is, but he's the guy who created all the alien stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The alien himself, like all that stuff. And
he used penises for references.
Yes. Is that Prometheus?
No.
Okay.
What is Prometheus?
It kind of sounds like Prometheus.
Deception.
Inception.
It's funny that you brought that up because there was an article about the greatest movies that were never made.
Yeah.
And your boy, your favorite director, he was supposed to make that Napoleon.
Steven Spielberg?
Mulligan.
I will kill you.
Michael Bay?
Yeah. Which is funny because everyone that was on his production that was going to do special effects and production design ended up winning Oscars for other movies like Alien and Star Wars and Terminator.
And they were all involved in the original Dune project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened to it? Why did it go to shit?
Well, do I want to spoil the documentary?
I've read about it, but I don't remember.
I mean,
if that's the whole point, then maybe not.
It came down to money and budget.
Yeah.
That's what it boiled down to.
And then they made a movie anyway.
So right? was the movie that ultimately came out, was it really that?
No.
Awful.
Well,
it's long as hell.
It's not terrible, but it's not great.
Lynch ended up directing it, right?
Like, Hordowski even talks about in the documentary how when he saw the movie, he was so happy because it was so bad that he knew that he still was like, I have the movie.
So Dune could have been like this.
It could have been
way
like
better
a,
thing.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Mm.
Number five. Number five. This might also be a movie that you guys haven't heard of. This is a unfortunately a Scottish movie.
It's really expanding your palate. Huh?
I know. It's called Calvary.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Cavity? Never heard of it.
It's about a dentist who. No, this is the second.
Isaac Yankum?
This is the DDS. This is the second film from John Michael McDonough. I don't know if you know his brother, Martin McDonough, who's made such film as In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths.
I love In Seven Psychopaths.
In Seven Psychopaths?
Yes.
That was the Avengers one, yeah, where they're all teaming up.
But he's his brother, and they're very similar as far as both writing and directing goes. This is about, it's about a priest who's played by Brendan Gleeson, who's also in both, well, he's in Bruges, but he's also in the Harry Potter movies. You should know who he is.
I don't remember.
I don't know his character in Harry Potter. He's threatened to be murdered within 7 days of someone who we can't see in a confession. This is literally how the movie opens.
Is it The Ring?
I knew you were going to say that.
I have to pee.
I have to say 7 days because it's technically a Sunday. Okay. And then he he's threatened to be killed on a Sunday.
I'll give you my agenda.
Okay. And they don't even reveal who this guy is until the very end. So you have no idea. He says that he knows who it is, but we don't know. And it's just this guessing game because it's there's a whole town of these different characters, and you don't know who it is who actually threatened them. And it goes day by day as he interacts with the people, and basically just, you know, different scene by it. Very, it feels like a play, like you're going from scene to scene in a play, till the very end when, well, you can guess what happens. It's has some funny moments, and it's also pretty dramatic. There's one scene I know Jason will not like at all. Something happens to a dog.
No, God.
Yeah,
he's not gonna watch that movie.
I know.
It
looks great too. I will say,
what is this, like a drama?
It's like I'd say 80% drama, 20% comedy.
It's a dark comedy.
What's the name of it?
Dark. It's called
a black comedy.
Calvary.
Like Barbershop.
That's great.
But the ending's really good too. It really really sticks with you. All right, here we go. Number four. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Good.
Oh boy.
Movie.
I know you were waiting for this one. Now, let me preface by saying I am not a fan of Wes Anderson.
What about Wes Craven?
He's okay.
Wes Craven.
What about Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes, he's okay.
Yeah, he directed Baywatch.
I heard his role in Expendables 3 was very taxing. get it?
Didn't pay his taxes.
He didn't pay his taxes.
That's what he went to jail for,
yeah,
right?
Well, they broke him out in the beginning of the movie.
Yep.
But anyway,
it's perfect.
Grand Budapest Hotel. I don't like Wes Anderson, but this is his best movie.
Is it because he's English?
Is he?
Because he's not.
He's not.
Well, he certainly looks English. I don't know.
No, he's American.
Is it because he's not East Anderson?
No, it's because he's not Paul Thomas Anderson. That's
East?
Why.
I thought you said West.
It really doesn't feel like a typical Wes Anderson movie. Ralph Fiennes, as you can attest, is very, very good.
He was Fiennes.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good, and like it has the large cast. Like
I like
expect.
the other star, the Indian boy.
Oh, you mean the kid from
Macaulay Culkin?
That was really the kid from Temple of
no.
Doom.
No,
racist.
Macaulay Culkin. There you go. But,
what? Okay, go.
No. I feel like you have to say something.
No, it was...
Okay.
Never mind.
I liked how they switched between formats for different years. Like the 30s were in 4x3.
That was great.
They shot
Willem Dafoe was the best.
They shot the 60s in...
Brody.
Come on. Why? Because he's screwing his sister? Is that what happens?
No, everybody was great. Bill Murray was great.
Isn't there some sort
John
of
John Leguizamo was great.
He's not in that movie.
He is.
John Leguizamo.
He's one of the hotel owners.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
That's F. Murray Abraham.
F. Murray Leguizamo?
Yes, F. Murray Leguizamo. Yeah, it's funny. And you know what's weird?
So you didn't like it? Is that
No. It's number four in my top 10
Yes,
of the year.
But you don't like... Well, so it's not that you don't like it, but you don't like...
I don't like Wes Anderson.
You don't like Wes Anderson. Why don't you like Wes Anderson?
Because his style is... I don't like his style. It's very predictable. And usually his... At least I'll say his stories are boring. There's really no drama in any of them. I can't say I've really gotten involved with any of his movies.
I liked Moonrise Kingdom.
So did I. But, yeah. That's what I have to say about Wes Anderson.
So it's not like you don't like him. You just don't.
No, I don't like him. But, okay. But hey, even Steven Spielberg, who I don't like, he has a good movie or two.
Jurassic Park?
Duel.
Duel, yeah.
Duel is good.
Duel is cool.
Fantastic.
I really wish the truck blew up.
I really wish
it didn't
was...
blow up. It really bothers me a lot, actually.
I will say.
Nothing happens.
I will say, one of the underrated Spielberg movies is Munich. I would say check that out if you haven't seen that before.
I was
hoping Duel would be about Yu-Gi-Oh! But it wasn't.
I think it's way before
Jason,
Yu-Gi-Oh!
It can still be.
It's time to Duel! Yu-Gi-Oh!
Blue Eyes White Dragon!
Number three. We have another documentary. How about that?
You gotta stop being educated.
Actually,
exit through the thrift shop?
No, but that is a good documentary. This is Life Itself.
Oh, it's the other Red Letter Media one.
Did they do that one?
Pretty sure they did.
I don't think they did. This is a Roger Ebert documentary.
Is this the one you told me where he bangs hookers?
That is a plot point. It's really good. It doesn't hold back. They filmed it towards the end of his life. Obviously, spoiler alert, he's dead now.
Oh, man.
Damn.
They film it towards the end of life, and they don't hold back anything. Like, you see like how he's fed now that he has no jaw. Well, I shouldn't say now because he's not around. But when he didn't have a jaw, yeah. How
what
he gets around.
What happened to his jaw?
He had cancer.
Yeah.
And, like, he uses the voice thing, like Stephen Hawking, to talk. He goes
this
around.
This movie
he
sucked.
He has to move around in a wheelchair. And, like, he can't go to the movies anymore. He has to watch everything at home. It follows Ebert's book that he came out with the same name and uses some of the voiceover that he recorded for that before he got the jaw.
Lockjaw?
Yeah, the lockjaw.
Wait, is he like the Phantom Underbite or something?
No.
Is that what that guy's name was? Do you remember?
From Venture Brothers?
Yes.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Oh, so Eugene Levy had a titanium jaw? Is that what you're telling me?
Are you talking about Jaws?
Never mind.
The James Bond villain?
I think he's just insane.
They also go into the backstory of Roger Ebert when he had alcoholism.
Alcohol?
When he's an alcoholic.
He was an alcoholic.
Baron Underbite? Was
and
that his name?
He was very...
I think so. That sounds like it.
He was very fond of prostitutes. And they also talk about Gene Siskel's background, because I guess you can't talk about Roger Ebert without talking about Gene Siskel. He was apparently a regular at the Playboy Mansion, like, all the time, back in the 60s.
Okay. Yeah, Baron
nice,
Underbite.
He had a nice porn stash.
Oh, yeah, that classic stash.
Like pencil style. John Waters stash.
Well,
I have a feeling, not to go aside, but I have a feeling I know what your number one movie is.
Do you?
Yes.
Are we at two or one right now?
We're about to do two.
Okay. Good.
I have a huge feeling I know what number one is.
Give me a hint.
It's an animal.
Ted?
Number two. Yeah, Ted. Number two is actually a movie that you and you saw.
Who are you pointing at?
Gone Girl?
No, not Gone Girl.
Okay.
Well, actually, we all saw it together, minus Cameron. He didn't see it. I don't think you saw it.
What is it?
The Raid 2.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The Raid 2 is number two.
Isn't that awkward?
Number two.
I still think I know what number one is.
You might know what it is.
Yeah, I'm the Raid. Almost 100%
Oh, Godzilla.
The Raid, the Raid, the Raid, the Raid.
So The Raid 2.
You remember The Raid 1, Cameron? It was that martial arts movie where they're like
they're going up
the building,
and they're
just
and
kicking
fighting
the shit
people.
Out of each other.
Remember there's the mob boss all the way at the top and they have to bring him down?
For whatever reason, I can only think of the Tony Yaa movie.
Did you see Dread?
I didn't see Dread.
Okay,
I saw The Protector. That's all I can think of right now.
That's all right.
It was an early favorite to me to be number one. I thoroughly loved this movie.
I enjoyed it.
It's better than the first one. I know, Jason, you had some gripes because you said there's too much story.
See, now, I know I sound like a whiny bitch when I say that, but it's
I'm not
like,
saying it in a whiny fashion.
Well, no. The Raid 1 was just a great, simple movie about cops going in to get the crime boss and they beat the crap out of each other. It was, you didn't have to think much. And I understand they wanted to put a more complex story in Raid 2, which is fine, but they turned the dial up to 11. Like, I had such a hard time. Towards the end of it, I was just like, what is going on? I mean, the fight scenes and the action and the choreography of all the fight scenes.
But see, that's
the calligraphy.
Was way better than the Raid 1.
The story,
but the story
is
was just,
better. The story's better because there actually has a story. The first one doesn't really have much of a story.
But I'm saying it didn't need a story again. Like,
I don't.
Okay, maybe it needed a story, but not to that. It's like I make the same argument with Man of Steel. Like people were saying they wanted a Superman movie with action. So Zack Snyder's like, you know what? I'll give you a Superman movie
with
so much action. It's the same thing in my book. Like it just. Was so far to the other end of the spectrum of what people wanted.
Could they even
it was
fix
overkill.
Metropolis at that point? Anyway.
There was no more Metropolis. Dude,
it's like a
movie.
Nuke
it got completely
off.
Fucked. Right.
You may hate me for saying this, but I consider The Raid 2 to be my godfather too.
It's your
really?
Opinion. I'm not going to hate
your godfather.
You,
I haven't seen any it's of The Raid.
I don't even like Godfather 2.
Reasons.
Yeah, there's really great fight scenes.
Raid of the Triads.
They added in some pretty good mob-type espionage storyline, and it's, of course, violent as hell, as we've gone over before.
Yeah. Oh, God,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
The visuals are amazing, and the fact that a lot of the fight scenes just don't cut at all.
And who put this together? Or, like, who directed it? Or what?
Well,
what
it's just a foreign movie. I believe his name is Gareth...
Gareth Reed.
Hogarth Hughes.
I think it's Gareth. I want to say Gareth Edwards, but that could be the Godzilla guy. I get him confused with the other one. But some people.
Hogarth Hughes.
Some people might be deterred from it because it's literally two. It's 2.5 hours.
Superman.
It is pretty long.
It's yeah. It's subtitled. It's in a different language. But you know what? If you don't like reading subtitles.
Just
I
put
care.
It on dubbed.
Exactly. And the dubbing's not that great either. So, are you doing a mammogram? What are you doing?
Okay.
There will be this awkward silence. All right.
Number one.
It's okay,
drum roll.
So
wait. Who wants to guess? On three, everyone say what you think of the movie is. Ready? One, two, three.
Fern Gully.
Birdman.
Fern Gully. It better be Birdman. You didn't even mention Birdman.
It's definitely Birdman.
Man-Bird.
Harvey Birdman?
It's the Power Rangers movie. No.
What?
That's a good movie.
It's Birdman.
That's what I thought.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I knew
it. Okay. Who here has seen it?
No. Nope. Well, clearly.
Well, obviously you. These are your top 10 picks, right? Yes. I've been under a rock. that's the second time I've said that on this episode.
Yeah.
You're like
yeah,
Patrick.
Wow, I'm super excited to see that.
It
yeah.
looks really good.
I'll be honest with you. After I left seeing Birdman, I knew it was going to be number one right after I saw it. It's a great movie. Everyone gives a great performance. Even Edward Norton, who I'm not a big fan of. I think he overacts a lot.
I heard he's a dick.
He is a dick. In fact, that's funny. Considering,
he Nortoned my family.
if you see the movie, you'll understand why that's funny. It's really a technical wonder.
Yeah, because that's a long, like...
The never-ending shot. Clearly they didn't shoot it all in one take, so they had some clever cuts in there, but it feels like you're literally, the camera's moving, and it's never stopping. It never... For the entire almost 2 hours of the movie.
Isn't there a lesbian scene with Emma Stone?
No, not Emma Stone. Who's the other...
Naomi Watts.
Who's the other chick? Yeah, Naomi Watts. Yeah, she's in there. It's very funny. It seamlessly goes in between fantasy sequences, real life, back to fantasy, back to real life. And given all the technical challenges, guys, this movie was shot in 30 days.
Emma Stone, according to Red Letter Media.
She shot this in between Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, yeah.
Spider-Man.
Speedman.
There's a bunch of trippy intro shots, too, which kind of lead towards the end of the movie, but I don't want to give that one away.
How was Zach?
Zach is good. He's great. Everyone's good in the movie. There's not a bad performance in the entire movie. And a lot, I will say this, a lot of people sour on the movie, especially the ending.
Don't give it away. I haven't seen
I'm not giving it away, but a lot of people are not a fan of the ending. And, you know, they say it's horrible. They say they don't understand it. And I say, if you want, go watch a Mark Wahlberg movie where he fights robots.
And he goes, oh, no, miss, I'm not going to
steal. Or he gets really jacked and, sells drugs.
Any pains, gain.
Captures
gain.
A millionaire.
If that's the kind of movie that you want to watch, go ahead. Don't watch Birdman. But if you want to watch Birdman and you want to see a good movie, then go right ahead. If not, go fuck yourself.
Oh, he dropped the paper. Okay, well, Sean, I'd like
very
to list.
Very interesting list, yes.
Very. I want to see Birdman.
Yes, that's
so do I.
You've been lying this entire time.
In fact, I didn't see any of those movies.
Well, you did say I'm being honest here. I'm like, are you sure you are?
Before I forget, the one thing, this is 8 episodes in, the one thing I always, always, always forget to do are plugs.
Oh.
The beautiful, beautiful logo that my good friend Matt Manzolino.
I thought you were
going to
say Kyle.
No. that my good friend Matt Mancilano made of the, you know, our icon of the
microphone, with the potato chicken, my friend
Matt made that. He's a great artist. Go to his website, mattmansalino.com. MattManSalino.com. He's also my coworker, and he makes some
really good.
Yeah, he's a good graphic artist. So if you need a logo made, he'll do it very well. Not free, though, but I'm sure you can negotiate a price.
What was your price?
And I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
And I have a Twitter.
$9.97.
At J-A-Y Green with no E, 89. That is my Twitter. I don't tweet too much. I just follow celebrities and porn stars. Every now and then.
Like everyone.
Some boobies in there. Yeah.
Sean, do you have a Twitter? I don't even remember.
I do. I don't know how to use Twitter.
There's a letter B on your MacBook.
Yeah. I don't
right next to the Apple.
No,
that's
is that a babble?
No, it's for bootylicious.
No, it's my old dorm room. I was 1002B.
Oh, yeah.
1002 Babble.
Mm-hmm.
Street.
22 Babble.
Sorry,
Street.
Henry Rowan.
I guess Sid was A.
Sid was dead. D-A'd.
That's an inside joke.
I had a roommate named Sid. He died. And
literally. Yep.
Yeah.
Literally.
R.I.P. Sid. That was. Can't believe that was almost a year ago in February.
Holy and they God. Never found out what happened, did they?
No, wait, somebody you know?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard.
My last semester at Rowan, this is after Mike Dallin graduated.
Purposely?
My, you know, the room.
I didn't press that. That was the text.
The room. The room across the hall from me, we got a new roommate, this guy Sid. Really nice guy, kind of shady. I didn't know him too well. But one day, he left campus. I didn't hear about him for about 3 days.
Never came back.
Grief counselors came to my door one day, and they're like, "Did Sid leave here, right?" And I'm like, "Yep." Well, he's dead. What?
Well, he was one of your roommates?
Housemates, because he lived
in
town.
He didn't really know him all that well.
I didn't know him that well. He was a good guy, but I wanted to know him.
Except Jason scared me when he texted me. He's like, "Dude, my roommate died," and I thought it was Mike. I was
No.
Holy shit.
No, if Mike died, I'd still be in mourning. I wasn't going to say. Yeah, Sid went to...
I'll tell him you said that if he doesn't listen to this.
Sid went to Drexel that night to hang out with friends, and he OD'd, unfortunately. It's a shame.
Oh, that's... Yeah,
it's a shame, but...
R.I.P. Him and Robin Williams can have fun together. Too soon?
Nah. Broccoli Robin Williams.
Kyle, do you have any plugs to give?
No.
Twitter?
I have Twitter. I don't remember what my name is on Twitter. My handle.
You don't
the
know
Downster.
What it is?
It's the Downster of two R's, I think.
Okay.
You really need to change it to Kyle Downey Jr.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kyle Dowling.
That's, well, that's when you and Mike get married, right?
Yeah, that's our last name.
Okay.
Congratulations.
So he's the woman, is what you're saying.
Of course he is.
Because he has to take your name.
Blah Blah also has a Facebook page, which I promise I will update more.
You promise?
I promise. I've just been settling into my new job now that I'm officially hired at Genie Quest. And Cameron, do you have a Twitter?
I do.
You don't have to say it.
It's Fidget the Bat.
Is that one word?
It is.
Uppercase or lowercase?
All lowercase.
Fidget like you're fidgeting?
Yes.
The Bat.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Well.
I feel like a Disney movie now.
We just entered the realm.
Hey.
Cameron, thank you for making the trek down here to join us.
Of
just
course. This has
bullshit.
Been wonderful.
I would love to have you on again sometime.
I have a massive erection.
Boom.
Give him the eye.
Give him the pillow immediately.
Yes.
It's like the beginning of Doug.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Doug.
God, I miss that shit.
What was the name
Patty
of the,
Mayonnaise.
What was the name of the black kid?
Skeeter.
Skeeter, that's
Skeet,
right.
Skeet, yes.
Well, he was Azul.
Azul. The gatekeeper.
Are you the key master?
Was there any movies, before we end, was there any movies that just horrible that you
saw
this
that
year?
I hated?
Yeah. You don't have to go into great detail, but...
Oh.
Have you seen Just Three Boys?
Because you do great movies.
So. I love Just Three Boys. That was like the horse noise.
The problem is I try to stay away from bad movies.
I'm going
to
give him a horse massage.
I can... Disappointing.
Disappointing.
Godzilla was disappointing.
Yes. Yeah. Is that from Just Three Boys?
It's right. It had,
Is that Tim and Eric?
Mr. Breaking Bad.
Is that my bedroom?
Okay, so you said Godzilla.
I live in a waterbed.
That was disappointing.
Waterbed.
That's definitely disappointing.
What else
himself,
is disappointing?
Yeah.
I can't think
Destiny.
Of anything else. Oh, well, if you go with video games, 2K15. Oh, WWE 2K15.
What about like Interstellar? I remember you guys were.
Oh,
super
I loved that's
stuff.
Right.
That didn't even make your list. I thought it was great.
No, it didn't.
I loved Interstellar
because guys, all we needed love.
That was the stupid part.
Love transcends all. Conquers all.
I think they talked a little bit too much as things like began to wind down. But I mean, I overall loved it and enjoyed it and thought
you know
it was
what?
Fantastic. But like,
you know
it
what?
Just, like,
kinda, ultimate yeah. universes like, look it. Like bookcases.
They do.
They do. It's an actual fact, though.
Matthew McConaughey cries a lot.
So when something falls over in your house, you're actually doing it yourself from another dimension.
You're sending a message to yourself
think
from
about
the future.
That.
I'm playing with the hands of my daughter's watch.
I'm playing with something else.
shit.
Well, Cameron, thank you. Thank you for coming by.
Do we need immigrant song?
I hope that.
Yes, we do.
Wait.
Ah! Am I wrong to say the cover sounds better?
Huh?
The cover of immigrant song?
Wait, who covered it? I know I heard it before.
Oh, from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Right. Did they ever make those movies? Or just the one?
Well, the one.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it a trilogy?
Yeah. That's a long story. We'll get into it next time.
Okay.
Well, Cameron, I hope you can swing by again. It's good seeing you and your crazy hair. real quick, about your movie.
Yes.
There you go. There's a
plug. Your movie.
I will plug my movie. My movie is called Ventriloquist in Paris Reborn. It will be...
There's no colon in there, right?
There isn't. There's a colon. I have a colon, though. There's a...
Is it healthy?
It will be... Yes, it is. It is. There's always fresh corn in there. The movie will be coming out by the end of this year.
I'll hold you
May
to
or
that.
May not. Yeah, I'm probably going to regret saying that. Well, no, probably not. I don't know. I'm still filming. Got a lot left to do. Editing and shooting and everything, but it's coming along really well.
The trailer's on YouTube.
I hope you all. Yes, it is. The teaser trailer is up on YouTube. It's called Ventriloquist in Paris Reborn.
Without a colon.
There's no colon. I do have a colon. Check it out. Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Chicka chicka.